on WhatsApp, you don't start with marketing on day one because it's a new channel of communication. So first, you have to warm up the customer. And how do you do that? You send order confirmation messages, abandoned cart messages, review messages. In 30, 40 days, your audience is warm up to the idea that, okay, now I will keep getting different messages on WhatsApp. Then you do your first marketing campaign.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast. Here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. This is one of our masterclass episodes where we get an e-commerce expert onto the show to share the key things you need to know in one e-commerce subject. In this episode, I get to chat with e-commerce expert Abhishek Chandra about one of those, shall we say, slightly scary new trends in e-commerce, conversational commerce. Talked about a lot, but not often in detail, and certainly not in as much detail and as practically as we're going to be going into it in this episode. He's going to take us through exactly what conversational commerce is in practical terms, including lots of tips, stats, examples, and a fair bit of news as well. He's also going to give us the background on how the changing tech landscape and changing consumer behaviors are fast turning conversational commerce into a channel you can't afford to ignore for acquisition or retention. Please make sure you listen to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on my guest's top tips, frequently described as the best bit of the show, and Abhishek's answers are great, and my own take on this episode. Plus, if you listen right to the end, you'll also get a very special offer to help you embrace WhatsApp, which is the go-to conversational commerce channel right now, even better. And now to introduce our special guest. Abhishek Chandra is the Chief Revenue Officer at GoQuick. Founded in 2020, their focus is on helping e-commerce brands to unlock their growth by solving crucial challenges across the e-commerce funnel, which is exactly what he's here to help us all with in this episode. Hello, Abhishek.
Hi, Chloe. It's really amazing to have a conversation like this. We have met so many times in person and we had small chats for a few minutes, but I think this will give us a longer time to talk about each other.
Yeah, it's great to, like you say, we seem to meet at places, say hello, a quick hello, and not manage to do a lot more, and certainly not manage to record it for the benefit of the audience. So, it's very cool to get to spend a whole 30 minutes with you. Very glad to have you here. Now, how did you start off in e-commerce? Because I don't think I've even asked you that question when we've been out and about. So how did the journey start for you?
Yep. So as correctly introduced by you, so we started GoQuick around 5 years back. But I think the idea of it was from way, way earlier. So both me and my CEO, so we've been part of the Indian startup ecosystem for a long time, for the last at least 13, 14 years. And we have seen many times that, so there was time when, let's say, DTC used to start growing. But after a few years, we started seeing that the large marketplaces like Amazon or let's say Flipkart in India, they used to create competitive products in the same marketplace, and they used to just kill those DTC brands once they started selling on Amazon. And beyond a point, even if let's say they keep selling their products on Amazon, beyond a point, the commissions were so high that they were not able to sustain. And slowly and steadily, their customers used to move from their DTC websites to these marketplaces. Every 5 years, I used to see these DTC brands shutting down. So what we thought about was, before even starting GoQuick, that maybe one day we'll start a company where we can actually build solutions that can give an Amazon kind of experience on non-Amazon world, which is the DTC world. And the reason there was a requirement for a third party player like us was because these DTC brand owners, they know how to get the right product out for the right audience, but these are not tech people. And so we thought, why don't we build solutions that can be plugged at various stages of an e-commerce journey so that there is less friction for the end customer to transact. And again, they have the same experience which they used to get on an Amazon, which was a tech company and they were selling a product. That is why the customer used to have this amazing customer experience journeys there. So we kind of replicated the same in the DTC world. So this is how GoQuick started in 2020. And because we were solving these critical challenges, which was not even just visible in the Indian market, but it was there in the Asian market, it was there in the Western market. So we kind of blew up very fast in the first 5 years. So we are just now in our fifth year. And now we work with over 15,000 brands globally. And we have three large products and a good captive basically brand base coming from every part of the world, be it the Asian part of the world or the Western part of the world, because the problems were same. So yeah, this is a short journey, what we have seen in the last 5 years.
I know you're a big fan of, you know, watching the trends that are going on in the space, but I find one of the most fascinating ones, the way that here in the West, UK, Europe, US e-commerce, we've been pottering along doing our stuff with our consumers who were very addicted to desktop for a very long time because internet came to us early. Now we're playing catch up, trying to adapt to a mobile first consumer, which means we need to be learning from Asia, South America, et cetera, because you've been a mobile first economy and you're ahead of us with understanding the technology that works with mobile and how that converts into great user experience. So I find it really exciting, the influx of Asian software and less so South America, but the Asian software we're now getting here into the more Western e-commerce world that's enabling us to play catch up to where our consumers want to be when we're still addicted to emails that get viewed on a desktop or a laptop. Do you see that from your side as well, coming in rather than, you know, as we are going, come and help us?
So, see, the thing is, yes, you are absolutely right. In our part of the world, internet came maybe 10 years later. All right. So, and in fact, while I was in my university, I saw people started using smartphones. All right. So at least it gave us an opportunity. And because these smartphones were built on open source technologies, so anyone can build anything. All right, many times you don't need enough capital to even build a small app. So I saw that in Asia, especially let's say in India. So I came from an engineering background. So most of my friends were working on different apps, whether these were solving very small problems, which were related to, let's say, something which is related to their university, maybe a fee paying system online. So people used to tinker with different technologies to try to build something which can solve very, very small problems. And slowly and steadily, what we realize as an ecosystem that, yes, it needed a solution on a much larger scale at the national scale, that we have to work and basically we have to build technology which can be scaled to the size of, let's say, India. So in fact, just out of my university, we built the first wallet for India, even before PayPal came to India. So we started a company which built the first e-wallet for India. And then after 3-4 years, there were like 2-3 players in the market, including PayPal. But because we knew the problems, which were very local to our market, in 7-8 years, we became so big that PayPal left India because they were not able to expand. So India is amongst the only country where PayPal doesn't exist because the local fintech players, they own the entire market. All right, because they solve very critical problem, which are basically built for a particular geography. Similarly, and when we were building these solutions, let's say my previous company or this company, in fact, with GoQuick, we had a different idea because we built it, solved it for India. slowly and steadily, we started moving out because this was not our first startup that we were doing. So at least we had early access to capital. So all the large venture capital firms, they invested in us because they knew that we'll be able to build something which can be consumed globally. So at least we had the money. So we got the right people from different parts of the world and we started working on very critical problems. And from day one, we had an idea that, okay, whatever we'll build, it will not be just restricted to India, but we'll expand it to different geographies. And slowly and steadily, our product started going to. So in fact, very surprisingly, one of our product, Return Prime, when we launched it in the App Store, in fact, in 6 months, the biggest merchant base for that product was the US. In fact, it surpassed the Indian merchant base in the US. So sometimes you don't even know that because we were not there. So we didn't know that it was a big enough problem. We thought that, okay, there is a problem which can, and this problem is also there in the US and the UK market. But when we launched that product, our largest base became the US base. So sometimes you don't know where your product will go in future.
But seeing it grow massively in the US is never a bad thing, is it? So let's talk about conversational commerce then, which is one of those areas where I feel like that Asia has it nailed. And here in the UK, we are behind the curve somewhat. So first off, what is conversational commerce? Because certainly here in the UK, people spin it around as a phrase, but I'm not sure everyone who's using it actually understands what it really is. So what is conversational commerce?
So as the name suggests, conversational commerce means a conversation that can lead to commerce. Let's say a few years back, it was a term called content to commerce. So which means if you are selling products on your website at a DTC brand, beyond a point, if you have to grow, you have to ensure that the customer believe in your brand story. They believe in the ethos on the basis of which you are running a company. So most of the brands started building content around their products. So either it can be a video product, it can be blog. So content to commerce became very, very important part in their journey. Similarly, conversational commerce, why it became popular was, see, the thing is now every customer has a very short attention period. All right. So if within seconds you are not able to convince a customer to buy your product, they will go to some other website to buy the same product or they'll go to a marketplace to buy that product. So conversational commerce gives every brand an opportunity where in few seconds they can trigger a purchase from a customer. I'll give you an example. So these conversational commerce have been there for last 2-3 years where, let's say, it can be done via messaging apps. It can be done via even Instagram DMs. It can be done via WhatsApp. So these are the top three platforms through which we have seen such kind of triggers created for the customers. So let's say I, as a customer, if I have to buy a T-shirt, I can go to a particular website, go through different catalogs and try to finalize a T-shirt. But let's say if I'm in a hurry and if I have a, let's say, access to the WhatsApp channel of the brand or let's say a chatbot which is there on the website, I will just write, I'm looking for a collared T-shirt which can be used for business meetings. Now, using this text, which is a conversation, the system can start giving recommendation. It can be a real person giving recommendation or it can be an AI agent giving recommendation to the customers. So now the customer doesn't have to go to the entire product discovery page, to different catalogs. They will get these three or four options. And the customer can, if they like those four options, they can go for and purchase. So which means from, let's say, a 10-minute journey on a website where customer was, let's say, looking for a product and then he was deciding to buy a product, this journey can be shortened to maybe a 2-minute journey. So, which is a very significant difference.
Let's stick with the WhatsApp example, just to simplify the tech here. But we have that conversation. Is the end point that the agent that we're having a conversation with, be it human, be it AI, they then give us a link to the product page on the website to buy, or do we buy within WhatsApp? Is there a, you know, to complete purchase, do we go somewhere else or do we stay on platform?
Very good question, Chloe. Not many people know that, but WhatsApp is the only channel where you can get the customer complete the transaction on WhatsApp itself, because it is so well connected to the Shopify backend. In fact, I'll give you an example, let's say of an abandoned cart. If someone abandons a cart on a particular website, they get a trigger on WhatsApp that, hey, you were looking for this product with complete imagery of the product, or it can be a video of the product. And let's say if you finish the transaction in the next 5 minutes, you'll get something. So, and when the customer actually decides to buy that product, and in fact, before even buying the product, maybe a customer can ask a question, can I get this product in different color? So once they write that, now a different product is pulled from the Shopify backend and it is given as a suggestion. So let's say after that, if let's say the customer likes that product, they can just click on that link and they will be directly taken to the checkout page of Shopify. So either they can check out on the Shopify, they are not again taken back to the product page like you used to do on email or SMS, but the product is already added to the cart. You directly go to the checkout page, you fill in your cart details, done. And this is what is already working in UK, but in the Asian market, it has gone to one extra step. There we have WhatsApp Pay also. So you don't even have to go to the checkout. You can just fill in your card details on WhatsApp itself and the transaction is done. I think WhatsApp rolls out these features in phases in different countries, but I think this feature to complete the entire transaction on WhatsApp, maybe is just 6 months away from a UK launch.
So basically, if we've got a good integration, an integration properly set up, then at the moment here in the UK, we're going to be sending customers to the distraction-free zone that is the checkout of our store. And soon we'll be able to actually take the money on WhatsApp as though it was a marketplace, for example. And then the order comes through, the money comes through and all the rest of it. You mentioned that that works with Shopify. Is it only Shopify that's got that level of integration, or is it technically possible for anybody to do it?
So it is possible for other platforms also. So see, globally, we are the largest WhatsApp commerce company. So what we have seen is when we were building it for different geographies, different platforms, at least on Shopify, the integration is very seamless. So everything can be automated. But now we are building it for different platforms also, like Magento or let's say different custom platforms. So it is already in our roadmaps. And I think by end of this year, we will make it available on other platforms also, because see, there were some certain limitations. In fact, when we were building it for Shopify also, there were certain APIs which were not available. But it took us close to an year to request Shopify to give us those APIs and all. So it takes time, but now because it is working so well and seamlessly on Shopify, that other platforms have also started giving those access points where we can build those APIs for WhatsApp integration.
Cool. So if you're on Shopify, this is pretty easy to get integrated. If you're on others, ask the question. That's what we're saying here, but it's probably coming if it isn't here already. Why, I mean, we're saying about how it's coming. Why is now the time to be doing this in the UK? I mean, we're releasing this episode September 29th for everybody to hear, which is getting quite close to peak. Is this something UK businesses should be considering doing for peak? Is the consumer demand there enough? Or are we saying they should be putting this on their roadmap for 2026?
So I think this is the right time to start using WhatsApp. In fact, I'll give you an example. So when we launched our product, it's called Quick Engage. 3 years back, we have all three things, email, SMS, and WhatsApp. But what we have seen in the Asian market, that in the last 14, 15 months, 70 to 80% of all communications have started moving towards WhatsApp for a brand. Mm-hmm. All right. Though we used to give all three services, but we have seen that majority have shifted towards WhatsApp from a communication point of view because of multiple things, because it has a 90% plus open rate. If you have such high open rate, the click-through rates goes up, which means the overall ROI will go up. So which resulted in just in last 1 year, in 2024, we sent over 2 billion messages on WhatsApp for our DTC brands. And we only work with DTC brands, which kind of proves that this platform is something new, innovative, and which a customer really wants to work with. Because see, the thing is, every 10 years, technologies change, evolve, even the customer mindset also changes. Maybe 7-8 years back, Facebook was the coolest social media website. Then it came Instagram. Now it is TikTok. And slowly and steadily, maybe after 3-4 years, there will be some other new social media app or a platform. Similarly, the channel of communication also has to evolve with time. And email and SMS has been there for the last 10, 15 years. So customers need something which is like, firstly, visually very appealing, which WhatsApp is. On WhatsApp, whenever you communicate to a customer, it can be with an amazing image or a nice video and with text which can have emojis, all right, which really attracts a customer. And that is why it feels so personal when you reach out to the customer. It's been just 10 months for us in the UK. And you won't believe over 100 brands have already started working with us. And these are across different categories, from fashion to health and nutrition to pet care. And everyone is using it for different purposes. So, for example, one of our pet brand, their best use case is getting more reviews through WhatsApp. So they have this good captive customer base. But they always wanted to have, let's say, capture their reviews, and they were sending emails, SMSs, but most of the times they were getting ignored because most of the emails lands up in promotion. Mm-hmm. Even if the customers were loving them, they were not opening those emails and not doing, because their purchase was already done. So it was not happening. But when they started using WhatsApp, so after every purchase, maybe on the 7th day, you get a message that, hey, you hope you like the product. Can you give us a rating? And the rating system was placed then and there on WhatsApp. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars. They can click on any rating. After, let's say, clicking on the stars, they can automatically write a review. And this review and rating can be published on external websites like a JudgeMe or a reviews.io. So these are the things which are directly possible via platforms like WhatsApp, which is not any way possible on an email or SMS.
It strikes me that SMS is probably going to die out for marketing and sales. Stay for ops, but die out for marketing and sales. And that we're going to be collecting mobile numbers with the aim of WhatsApping people, not SMS, because the functionality is there and consumers seem to respond to it so much. So building up to a question here, it strikes me that a brand would be better off if they're going, we've got to move beyond email. Do we do SMS? Do we do WhatsApp? Right now, the better option is to leapfrog past SMS and go straight for WhatsApp. Is that right or wrong at this point in time?
You are absolutely right. In fact, when we came to the UK, we never asked any brand to stop email. All right, because email anyway, people read, though it has a low open rate, but still email gives you an option to, it doesn't have any character limit. You can have some rich media there. You can have imagery there. So at least it has its own base. But see, the thing is, SMS is rightly said, SMS is dying. Firstly, because the service providers who built SMS were the telcos, and they have from the last 10, 15, in fact, in the last 10 years, they have not done any innovation. All right. In that. That is why it is still restricted to those 60, 70, 100, 100 words. And beyond that, you can't do anything. So when the creator of a particular platform is not doing any new innovation, how will a product survive? On the other hand, WhatsApp does so many innovations every 6 months because, firstly, now globally, you won't believe there are like 2.8 billion customers on WhatsApp. All right. In fact, just in the UK, 85% of the market use it to chat with their friends and family. So it already has a huge customer base which is using the platform. Plus, that platform is slowly and steadily adding more and more features from a both consumer lens as well as, let's say, from their B2B side of things. So that is why you have this rich media, you have a voice note kind of a thing, which is already there. Now, in fact, one more interesting thing, which is done by Meta, because Meta owns both Instagram and WhatsApp. Now you can even run ads on Meta. And when a customer clicks on that ad, it can go to a WhatsApp channel of the brand.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So you could do like a survey style ad and take it immediately to WhatsApp for a conversation rather than...
Absolutely.
Clever. Very clever. So Abhishek, we've covered a lot of the why you really should be considering WhatsApp right now. And I have to say, I'm convinced, very tempted to go off and see how we could integrate it into our podcast marketing. But that's not for this show. If someone's listening going, yes, we need to kick off this now, get it ready for Black Friday and Christmas, test it, recruit customers, etc. How do they go about making the most of it? What's the key stuff they need to know, tips and tricks to make sure they're making the most of WhatsApp?
So in WhatsApp, what typically happens is, firstly, the onboarding is not a long process. Within 24 hours, basically, firstly, it's a 5-minute job to connect, let's say, a Facebook business manager ID to your Shopify backend. So it's a 5-minute job. Within 24 hours, you get basically your account is set up for WhatsApp marketing. Then the first step comes is now you have to collect consents from customers, which you already do for email. So you have pop-ups on your website, on the checkout, you have different checkboxes for email. So typically you have to start taking consent for WhatsApp marketing also, which is a process which takes, because slowly and steadily your customers will start giving consent. So in fact, what even I would suggest brands is, because November is around the corner, in 2-3 months, November will come, you will have BFCM. So it's better to start immediately so that at least you can have consents from most of your customer. And anyway, on WhatsApp, you don't start with marketing on day one, because it's a new channel of communication. So first you have to warm up the customer. So for the first 30, 40 days, even we tell the brands, you need to warm up the customer. And how do you do that? You send order confirmation messages on WhatsApp that, hey, thanks for placing the order. You will receive the product in next 3 to 5 days. And with a tracking link that, hey, here's a link to track the order. So you can keep clicking on that link till the time you receive the product. All right. So order confirmation messages, abandoned cart messages, review messages. Once, let's say, in 30, 40 days, your audience is warm up to the idea that, okay, now I will keep getting different messages on WhatsApp, then you do your first marketing campaign. So it needs a 30, 40 days of a warm up period. So I think this is the right time to actually go for this WhatsApp integration, because anyway, BFCM is around the corner. In fact, I'll give you an example of last year. Last year, when we launched in the UK, before the BFCM, we hardly had like 10 brands which were using WhatsApp. And one of our brand, they were doing like £10 million in revenue in a year. And during the Black Friday sale, we told them that, you are anyway marketing your offers everywhere, let's do your campaigns on WhatsApp. And interestingly, because all other marketing channels, SMS, emails and all, they were like so cluttered with so many offers from hundreds of brands and no one was using WhatsApp. So when we started doing their campaigns on WhatsApp during Black Friday sale, on just Black Friday, they hit £1 million in revenue in one day.
Ooh. There's such a first mover advantage, isn't there? Nice.
Absolutely. So they hit £1 million in one day, which became a big news in the DTC ecosystem. People started calling us up. We want to start using it. And so interestingly, during BFCM sale also, the open rates on WhatsApp were 95%.
Wow.
During those, let's say, peak sale periods is, even if, let's say, brands start using WhatsApp, whichever brands will use it in fact, till the next 2 years, they'll have the first mover's advantage. All right, because this channel is not cluttered. As a customer, you will hardly get a message or a two in a week. So customers will open it. And once they open it, the chances of them to react on that message is very high as compared to an email or an SMS.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are. It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ways for taking our businesses to the next level. Abhishek, are you ready for the top tips?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do this. The book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
So I will suggest two books. They can read either of them. So one is 0-1 by Peter Thiel, or let's say The Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan. Both the books talk about innovating and not trying to improve what is already available, because it gives you the power to create monopoly in the market if you innovate.
I'm such a fan of Blue Ocean Strategy. It's one of those phrases I use far too often. So I'm going to have to read one to zero as well. Thank you for that, Abhishek. Traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
It's conversational marketing via WhatsApp. I can say it again and again, because we have tried, as a company also, we try different marketing methods to reach out to our customers. But I think the way WhatsApp marketing works, it's amazing.
I'd have been very surprised if you'd have given us something else at that point, I have to say. So, very good that we're sticking with the WhatsApp messaging there, because it's clearly got a huge amount of potential for people. The tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
As a collaborator tool, in fact, one of my colleagues introduced me to one which is called Monday. I started using it, in fact, just a month back. I'm still to use it to its full potential, but it's really good. Earlier, I used to just use Slack, but I think this is much more mature and it is much, much more hands-on. So I think Monday is one. And then I have another app which I keep using. It's called AngelList. Basically, through that, you can read about various startups that are launched globally in different categories. And you can invest in those startups with as low as £1,000. All right. So which is amazing from both learning point of view and, let's say, if you want to diversify and, let's say, invest.
Very cool. Love those two. And the carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce store?
I think the first should be the size of delivery boxes. They have to really get it right. Many times I order something from Amazon, even a small item get a very big box. All right. So I think getting the size of the delivery box right is the first thing. And second, I think most of the people are trying it, but I think EV fleet for delivery, whether it's a e-scooter or a electric van to deliver the products. Yeah,
there's nothing worse than a big amount of air being carried around the country on the back of a fossil fuel burning truck, is there? It's like, absolutely. We can do better. We can do a lot better. Love those two. Thank you. Abhishek, before we say goodbye, the listeners need to know how they can get in contact with you and your team and take advantage of all the cool WhatsApp stuff we've just been talking about. So how do they go about doing that?
So either they can directly reach out to me via LinkedIn. They'll be able to find me on LinkedIn. And also they can go to our website, goquick.co, and they can leave a query there. In fact, interestingly, I can do one thing for all your listeners. So if they mention masterclass as a code, we would be happy to give them a 25% off for the entire 1 year on the subscription fee of GoQuick. And yeah, we can do that.
Very nice. Love that. So that's use the code masterclass and you will get, was it 25% off for a whole year?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. Very juicy offer there, everyone. If you had the slightest hesitation on giving WhatsApp a go at the moment, hopefully that's broken that last bit of hesitation. So head to goquick.co to get that one. Abhishek, thank you so much. It's been lovely having a decent long chat with you, and I'm so pleased we got to record it for all the audience. So thanks for being on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast.
It was amazing talking about this new thing. I'm very excited about it.
What a fascinating chat with Abhishek. If you're not convinced that WhatsApp is something you should be investigating for your brand, probably ahead of SMS, I don't know what more we could have said, because consumers are responding really, really well to it. There is still some of that first mover advantage, that blue ocean strategy opportunity going on with it. There's clearly multiple different ways in which it's delivering well for brands. Abhishek talked about order confirmation activity. He talked about abandoned baskets. He talked about Black Friday. He talked about that very cool reviews example, which you can totally get, where if you get that WhatsApp with the different stars, you click on the star and you're just there to enter a review. It makes it so much more seamless for the customer. So it's not surprising they're getting more reviews that way. lots of opportunity there and huge integration abilities to enable it to work really well for your brand. And of course, it's conversational. So if you've got the integration data right, you can then have the AI and the automation helping customers converse with your WhatsApp, or you can have real life agents doing it too. You can get your hands on all the notes from this episode, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com. You can also use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/the number of this episode into the URL bar, and you'll be redirected straight to the right page on the website. When you get to the website, why not add yourself to our email list? Not yet our WhatsApp list, but definitely to our email list, so you don't miss out on any of the stuff we share to help you. And if you liked this episode, then why not have a listen to episode 529, where I'm chatting with a super successful e-commerce brand owner about how they've been leveraging WhatsApp in their business to build both sales and community. Thank you for tuning into this and every episode of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a great week, and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.